I'm Noel King, in for Celeste Headlee, and we've been talking throughout the morning about the comedian Jon Stewart's rally to restore sanity and or fear, as it turns out, with the comedian Stephen Colbert.
What's that guy running for, anyway?
Well, on Facebook, we know there are more than 63,000 people who say they are going to go, they're going to attend this event. We have one of them on the line with us this morning. Ron Hahn is on his way from Stillwater, Oklahoma. Ron, are you all packed?
Yes, I am. We sort of rushed around this morning, got a couple hours sleep last night, and it's still dark here in Oklahoma, but we're going to be loading up the buses here in about 20 or 30 minutes, and I hope I've gotten everything I need to take along.
And then you'll be on the road. All right, Ron, we're talking about 1,100 miles between Stillwater, Oklahoma, and Washington, D.C. Are you guys going to be camping out? Are you doing it all in one shot?
We are doing it all in one crazy road trip.
Oh, man.
Leaving this morning, and we will arrive on the mall probably about 9 a.m. tomorrow morning.
And how many people do you have with you?
Our last count is 121.
That's a lot.
121 sleep-deprived people from Stillwater, Oklahoma. Not much sense of humor there.
Heck of a road trip.
That's well said. Hopefully we'll get punchy enough that by the time we get there, we should be in good shape again.
Ron, we've been asking people all morning whether or not this rally is political, whether or not it's humorous. We've heard a lot of experts and pundits. What do you think? I mean, you're a real guy. You're going out there. Is this for fun or is it political? Are you making a point here?
Well, my take on it is we want to have fun, and we're from Oklahoma, and we sort of regard political humor as part of our blood and bone because we're from Will Rogers country. And Will Rogers, we sort of think of him as the Jon Stewart of his day.
Mm-hmm.
And so we look at it both as a humorous event, but also maybe a social statement would be a better way to say it, that we think that if we can make this trip and demonstrate that we're willing to go that far in order to call for political sanity and to support calm, reasoned discussion on political issues, then it's worth it.
But if you're a Martian, okay, and you observe the mall this weekend and see these are people calling for sanity and they're all laughing and these are comedians who are speaking to them, you might conclude that this wasn't a serious thing.
That's true, and we hope we can have a good sense of humor about it, that as a nation, maybe this will sort of calm us all down a little bit. And we can demonstrate, perhaps we can demonstrate literally by our example that it is possible as Americans for us all to get together and have a good time, and we can have a large assemblage of people, and we don't have to be angry about it.
And you'll be looking for Republicans there in the crowd, right?
Absolutely. We've got some on our bus.
All right.
Oh, terrific.
Ron Hahn, are you driving?
Heck no.
Heck no, Ron.
I'm sleeping every chance I get.
The intelligent Ron Hahn, who's planned well, bus trip from Stillwater, Oklahoma to Jon Stewart's rally to restore sanity. For your birthday, right?
My birthday was October 13th.
Happy birthday, Ron.
Happy birthday, Ron.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.